with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor.
Hi everyone, welcome to a special edition, Monday night edition of Daytime After Dark. I am so excited about this interview tonight. She's made her acting debut, her daytime acting debut on Young and the Restless. Devon Martin. She is this kicking butt on YNL, and they better give her a full storyline. There will be heck to pay, people. And she's been in a couple other movies. And so sit back, enjoy the ride, and enjoy this great interview tonight. Please welcome Devon Martin. Hi.
Hi, Carly. It's so nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, did I say your name-wise? I'm Devon,
no, actually,
right?
Devon Martinez. I know it's a little unusual, but that's me. I'm Devon
okay,
Martinez.
Okay, Devon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, leave it to a name his baby girl something great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I am so happy you're on Young and the Restless, and you, like I said in your intro, you are kicking butt on it.
Thank you so much.
I'm worried that you might be a failed attraction thing for Nick. Now that I'm accusing, but the way it just seemed to go, and Missy, you cannot paint while you're pregnant. I looked it up today. By the way, remember when?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We need you to be to be a help on the show, Carly. We need to
yeah,
that
yeah, no, I was looking up and I'm like, wait a moment. She's not supposed to, you know, do this. And Sean, you know, your character. I love your scene with Kelly Sullivan and the wonderful and go this Nick Joshua Moore. I mean, you did really good in your first time out for a debut and who you get to work with. Really good. Your storyline is going so well, and whatever Daytime After Dark can do to get you on YNL full time, we will, because we want you on there. And you are doing so good. And I've taken a poll, and I figured out after you have the baby who you could go out with. Maybe Kevin.
Ooh,
yes, I
right.
know. Kevin.
The eligible bachelors of Young and the Restless. This is great.
Yes. you could go. I know he's older. So, A, if you're listening, I'm only kidding. Christoph St. John, Neil. I'm just thinking about all the guys, the singer right now. Do we know how long you stay in Young and the Restless is going to be yet? Oh, have they told you?
It's still somewhat open-ended. I think one of the exciting parts about being on a show like this is that, we as actors only find out a certain amount in advance what our next step is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's such an interesting position that the character has been in. You know, it's been an absolute blast to join the group and be on the show for a while. I think she's in a position where there's so many options in terms of
exactly.
She's at a crossroads in her life. So it's been really fun to play. Yeah.
And how did you get into acting? I mean, I know you have your parents, and I don't know if your mom is an actor, but I know, of course, your dad is. Is it this growing up and being on a lot of sets that made you say, why don't I do this too? Or were you just, like, drawn to it?
Yeah, I think, you know, there was a sense of it being a huge part of our family's life just because of my dad's journey through it. And I didn't spend a ton of time on set with him growing up, but those occasions that I did were such special memories for me. And I think more than anything, there was a support for it early. I did my first sort of little theater outing as a preschooler and fell in love with the community I formed even at that young age with my friends and getting to work on something together that we cared about and then sharing it with other people who found it moving. I found to just be such a rewarding and wonderful experience. And to watch not only what it did for my dad professionally, but the relationships that he formed with people over the years through this work was wonderful to see. And that includes, you know, he has a wonderful relationship with the group that he went to college with at UCLA that have been sort of a second family for me my whole life.
Oh.
And yeah, I think a huge part of that has been the depth of the connection they made as artists together. So I fell in love with it at a young age, and I've never found anything else that sort of pulled at my heart the way that this does. So it's been really fun to get a chance to really do it.
And you all this, like I said, kicking butt. I mean, I could say another word, but I won't. I'm on it, and the moment you came on screen at the coffee house, and you shouldn't be drinking a lot of coffee now that, you know, Sean's pregnant.
Right, they made sure they kept that away from me, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the moment you walked into the coffee house, even though I didn't know your character name, I'm like, oh, my God, that's AIDS doll, without looking at any pictures before this. I just knew it. I don't know why. I'm like, awesome. She's here to stay and play. And, you know, I mean, this whole baby storyline is so good. And what you don't know is Nick and Sadie's baby never really died. Sean and Dylan have it because Sean kind of went off a walker. So, yeah. This, if you didn't know the whole behind the, you know, if you didn't know what was going on in other people's, you know, things, that's the real story. The baby never died. They think it died, but it never really died. So, just for you FYI. But, how is it playing pregnant? I think that would be so much fun.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty fun. You know, I come from a big family with a lot of, we've had a lot of young babies born recently. In fact, I just was at a celebration yesterday where I got to meet my newest, the newest addition to the Martinez clan, who's 3 days old. So I've been with a lot of women in my life that have been through it, but of course I've never been through it myself. So it was, you know, fun and interesting to sort of be wearing the belly and get into the mindset there. But I also just think it's been a wonderful storyline to explore because I think Sean is in such a vulnerable position and she's still trying to figure things out. She's wanting to do the best for this little person that's inside of her, and it's a tough decision to make, and I think she's trying to navigate it. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of intensity behind the scenes, and there's a lot going on with Sage and Nick that she's trying to figure out how to understand. And I think what she's focusing on is what really matters to her is about, you know, what is it at the end of the day that's important to provide for a little a person that's going to make, you know, to make their journey in the world as easy as possible, and as wonderful as possible. And I think it's the love that they share. And I think she's aware that they've been through and learning more about the things that they've been through, but just trying to really get to, you know, how do they treat each other, and understands that a lot of people can go through difficult things, but, you know, just trying to figure out what's the best thing to do for the baby.
Well, and, you know, I love it because, you know, it's so good. But, see, we don't know who the baby daddy is, and like, I was up last night really thinking about this because I was watching it late last night. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what if she accidentally slept with Ian Rhode, and this is Ian Rhode's baby, and no one knows that she's carrying really a demon fired. So, I went,
right
there, too. to like the most evil person who, because you haven't said who the father is, right?
Right. You know, I think it's interesting. And, of course, in this world, there's, you know, almost anything can happen, which is part of the excitement, I think. But I think part of what's interesting about the character, too, is that she seems to be coming sort of, or she has come from outside of the core community. And I think that's been an interesting part as an actor, too, because, you know, that sort of was my experience. I was coming into the world of The Young and the Restless that's been going for so long, of course. And I had such a gracious reception into that world. But it's interesting to sort of, I think Shawn is a little bit of an outsider too, and it's interesting to watch her navigate these new waters. And she has, I think, a lot that she doesn't reveal about herself because she's very focused on that one important task. But it's really interesting to me too. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's so interesting. And when you were growing up, so did you watch any soaps growing up? Did you, you know, were you hooked on any or anything like that?
I didn't watch a lot growing up. I've watched a bit since I've been older. I've watched, you know, I've gone back and watched some of my dad's stuff on Santa Barbara, which has been really fun to see. And, of course, I followed a lot of what he's done in the years since then. I know it was really fun. I was back east at school. I went to undergrad at Yale up in Connecticut, and my dad came out to New York to be on One Life to Live for a little while. And so we got to visit each other quite a bit when he was out there. And so I've definitely had windows into the world mainly through following his work. But that was also wonderful to just have him close by while I was far from home going to college.
Well, because, I mean, you know, by now, I mean, your dad is just killing it, and you can tell him Carlita's high. He's killing it over on Days of Our Life. And, you know, I have this new bromance between him and Drake Hogerson.
I know, isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's actually funny. You know, I know Drake's daughters, particularly his daughter Alex, was my age, and we grew up together. We were in the same class at school, so she's been a dear friend of mine for a long time, and, you know, both of our dads have been in the business, but it's nice to see them getting a chance to work together because I've you know, known that family for a long time, so it's been really
so
fun.
Oh, so were they friends? Were they friends before?
They did know each other somewhat, as being sort of members of the community together. But this is really the first time, as far as I know, that they've ever gotten to work closely together. But they have.
And
it's been really great to see that.
Well, and he, when he took the Ebola the other day, and they had to do it on a Friday, I'm like, no, Aid cannot leave me on dates. Aid cannot leave me. Eddie, no, don't do that. Eddie, why did you have to stay on for wait? Come on. And, you know, you know, and they have to do it on a Friday. I understand. And I saw a picture of you on the Young and Restless, I think. It looked like you, so I could be wrong. But you guys, the 43rd anniversary cake, were you there when they did that? Because I thought you were in that picture.
Oh, Carly, that's so interesting that you spotted me. You know, I was there, I think, for the day when Christoph was getting his celebration for his tenure on the show, although I hadn't yet aired yet, and I don't think they'd announced the news I was joining the cast, so they were sort of keeping me on the periphery, but they were gracious enough to allow me to come down, and it was just wonderful to see. I think it's amazing, you know, the actors that have, like Christoph, that have been on the show for so long and getting a chance to see the love that surrounded that, and that's been one of my favorite parts about just my experience on Young and the Restless so far is just the sense of history that's there, both for the actors and the crew. I think it's a really special thing when people have been invested in that place down to, you know, so many lovely people, you know, just even getting to see Patty Denny in the makeup room every morning when I first arrived, who's been there for so long and is such a wonderful, gracious host, in addition to being just so talented. And the energy in that place is so special and so positive. And it's been just so wonderful. I feel so grateful to have been received so well and welcomed
into
that place.
I saw that and I recognized you like so good. I'm like, oh my gosh, you were there. And, you know, I am waiting so patiently for you and Steve Burton to have a scene. I'm like so patiently waiting. Because
yeah, you know.
I love Dylan. I mean, but you know, he
yeah.
was over on Zeno Hospital years ago with your dad.
Right.
And they were
right.
together years ago. And so
yeah.
I'm like, hurry up, people.
I know,
put
you know, it's been
Sean
been
and
wonderful.
Dylan in the same orbit, and because you know he's gonna be uncle to the baby. Because
right.
I know, I mean, I don't know if you're gonna give the baby Willie and Nick and Sade, but come on, they've been through all this,
yeah.
you know. And
yeah, no.
after you know, seeing last week, I'm worried about you. I mean, not you, but the character.
Yeah.
It looks like a whole fatal attraction thing is coming with Sean and Nick.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think what I felt there is just that it's interesting because part of, again, the intensity of the storyline is Sean is trying to sort of evaluate these people and make
mm-hmm.
sure that they are people that she can feel really deeply connected to. And so I think it's an interesting and difficult position for her to be in, too. She's by herself. She had, you know, the father of the
no
day
one.
Who wasn't there for her, and she sort of meets this. You know, it's hard not to be charmed by Nick, by Josh. He's been so wonderful
yeah.
to work with. But it's a really interesting thing to explore, but definitely fun to play.
Well, yeah, and, you know, what I think everyone is enjoying right now on the show that, you know, there hasn't been a surrogate storyline on Young and the Restless in a couple of years. And this is like a full, to me, surrogate
yeah.
thing. And it's
yeah.
working. And, yeah, it's really working. And I just love the fact that it's working. I mean, it's working. Mm. And tell me about the coffee. I was on the set of Y&L a couple of years ago, and I saw the thing on Y&L. I saw the set, and all
yeah.
I wanted to do was steal the menu at the coffee house.
Yes.
And
yeah.
steal, you know, the zoo box, and, you know, kind of borrow a couple of menus, and that's it.
Right.
But, you know. There's security for that, so.
Right,
yeah.
right, to keep a close
yeah.
eye. No, it's wonderful. It's a really special place, too, you know, just, again, you know, thinking about the history that's gone there, and it's just a wonderful,
mm-hmm.
positive place to be. And in addition to just the crew members being so gracious, also the cast, you know, I've worked most closely so far with Josh Morrow and with Kelly Sullivan, who have both just been such delightful, both as human beings and actors. And,
I love
yeah.
Kelly.
She is
I
so
love
special.
Kelly Sullivan
so
much,
yeah.
and well, I've always had a crush on Sasha Ramal, who wouldn't have a crush
right.
on him.
I know.
But, you know,
yeah.
it was just what I think is they're like, showing a great story, and I mm-hmm. think they should, you know, have more backstory into Sean because I'm like,
mm-hmm.
who are you, little girl? Where
right.
did you come from?
Right.
Are you
kind
willing?
Of curious. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, was he a wealthy family? I mean, because you know, and but you know, so my questions, you know, I'm waiting, and I know you cannot reveal a lot, but
right.
I love your scenes last
oh,
week.
Thank you, Carly.
Yeah, I saw it at 3:00 in the morning last night. but when you and Faith and Nick and Sade were playing the pick, not pick scenario, but you guys were all doing, and I love your scene with the little girl that played Faith.
Oh,
I
thank you.
Loved it. She's a little stealer of scenes herself,
mm-hmm.
and it looks so cute with you guys, and I'm like, oh, this is so
oh.
cute.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. You know, little Allie Lind, she's just wonderful.
Yes.
She's such a bright light, she's the cutest. She brought us all little Valentines on Valentine's Day to pass around to the various people that were there, which was such a nice gesture. But I just really
mm-hmm.
love, again, the warmth that's there, and I watch the relationship
mm-hmm.
that she has with Josh and Kelly now.
Yes.
And there's just a sense of support and love there that is just really, I'd heard about it before I arrived on set, but to get to really witness it up close and be a part of that was just magical. And I think the combination of that energy and then the talent that is brought to bear within that has just been, again, such a delightful experience for me. I'm so grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, and, you know, you were there for Christoph's big 25-year in the business. And, I've had Christoph on a couple of times. I kind of call him my fantasy boyfriend. But, you know, for you to see that, I think it was really good for you to be there that day because, you know, I think it was awesome. And also, I thought, I have to find you some really good friends, you know, for Song to hang out. Because you don't have any, you're hanging out with Nick and Nick and Sage. That's gonna get old after a while.
Well,
so
interesting. Do you have some ideas of who Sean should hang out with?
Yeah. Okay. Summer. Cause Summer and Nick's daughter, but you guys are around the same age.
Yeah.
I don't want you hanging out with Luca, the guy Luca. He's bad news. No.
Right. Yeah. Bad news.
Yeah. Mariah. Sierra and Dahl, you could hang out with. Lily, Neil Dahl. So there's a lot of good. And I just think you really need a good little girlfriend to, you know, hang out with because it would be really good, I think. But you've been in a couple of movies, too. What movies have you been in?
You know, I worked on a short film called Before Your Eyes that we're just working on getting it. We've done like a couple of little premiere screenings here in Los Angeles, and we're working on getting it up on online to be viewed pretty soon. I also worked, my dad was involved with that as well as some other members of my family. And I got to be in that as both an actor and as a producer, which is a lot of what I've done. In addition to that, and that's been such a lovely thing. It wasn't anything I really anticipated doing after school, but I met a wonderful director while I was living in New York who's also an actor, and I've been collaborating with him on several pieces. We just we shot last December a feature-length film up in upstate New York that we're working on the final sort of post-production things to be releasing that to festivals and hopefully on a larger platform soon. So done some independent things, done a lot as a producer in addition to that and as a part of that, which has been a great way to be sort of involved in creating things I care about, and it's been a great way to get started.
Well, I figured out what you could do because, okay, you're on the CBS lot. So I think you could go over to NCIS LA, my favorite Monday night show, and I think you should do a couple of guest stars on it just for me.
That sounds like a great idea. I hope that happens.
Yeah, I mean,
that would make you really happy too.
Well, yeah, but you couldn't really be like Chris O'Donnell's love interest because I might get a little mad at you. I could create I was just thinking, what other things can I have Devin go into? Because I'm like, let me see. And have you been on, because The Price is Right and YNL is practically across the way from each other.
Yes.
So have you snuck into The Price is Right yet?
you know, I haven't snuck in yet, but it's really fun to get there every morning and to see what amazing prizes they have lined up in the hallway as I walk from the stairs of the elevator to the makeup room or my dressing room. You know, you can see all the various, you know, some days it's even fancier. You see some cars in the hallway or whole full, you know, furniture sets and all the different set pieces. It's been pretty fun. I've actually had a couple of my cousins over the last few years end up as contestants on the show.
Oh, really?
So I used to watch it. So it's been, yeah, just one of those things where they got pulled from the audience. I think one of my cousins won a furniture set for her bedroom. But, no, it's in addition to just that, the thing about being at CBS that's so fun is, you know, every morning as I walk down the hall after I go in the artist entrance, you get to just see the pictures along the wall of all the shows that they have running now and they have had running. And there's some amazing people up in those photographs.
Yeah.
And it's such a nice way to start the day to see such, you know, talented people that have graced that building and all of the wonderful programming that has come out of that place. It's really cool.
Well, yeah, and you know, how did you get up for the role of Song? Did you know that they were doing it? Was it, you know, did you have to go through all the rigmarole of being go out for auditions? How did the role of it land?
Yeah,
you
know. Yeah, I went in through my agent called me with the first appointment, and I went in to do the initial round of auditions. And then it was me and two other women who got called back in for the final callback, where we got to prepare a scene to do for sort of the heads of the show and some higher-ups at CBS. And the great thing about that callback, Carly, was that we got to do the scene with Joshua Morrow. It was actually the coffeehouse scene that aired just this last week. And it was that was such a delightful experience for me. You know, it was nerve-wracking. It was one of my first big auditions here in Los Angeles, and to get to go in that room and do that scene with Josh, who I just think is wonderful, and I felt really good about it as an experience, just getting to work with him. You know, I left the room feeling like it was an utter pleasure to have gotten the chance to just work with him in that little way, and then was so grateful and happy when I got the call that they cast me as Sean. It was a great little preview of what it was going to be like to work with him, which has just continued to be wonderful. He's such a great and, again, gracious person. He was a wonderful host then, put us at ease, and has been just a wonderful person to work with throughout this time. So,
well,
that was really
fun.
Yeah,
but just remember, Joshua Ramon and Steve Burton, I hear, are legendary pranksters for people. And so I think you should be very worried. Have they done anything to you yet?
Well, you know, other than just being delightfully fun, nothing too bad. No, it's been actually wonderful. It's, you know, especially when there's some long days and early mornings. Both of them, it's true, they really are. They have that kind of twinkle in their eye.
Exactly.
And it's just been a delight. You know, I see definitely I've worked mostly with Josh, and you can tell that he's also just a wonderful dad. I know he has his four little ones and is, you know, baseball coach in addition to actor. And he's just such a fun person to be around. He's constantly making everyone laugh and putting people at ease, and it's been an added bonus to the experience of being on set for sure.
Well, and I think, okay, if they ever get you, like if they ever pull a prank on you, let me know, because I have one that you could really put on the boards.
Oh, really?
But I'm not gonna tell
you. Do you have an idea for me?
Yes, but I'm not going to tell you on air because knowing my luck, your dad is probably listening, and Josh might be listening, and Steve might be listening. So it will take the whole thing, but I will email you the prank because
oh,
I
good.
Think
Thank
it will be
you.
Great because I think the women on YNL should get to know for their pranks.
I agree.
But I'm jealous that you lived in New York for a while. I love New York. I've been there once, a year after 9/11. And, you know, I just fell in love with it. I'm like, oh, I could live here. I could really live here. Huh. But, you know, New York is really expensive. And do you like the East Coast, West Coast? What do you like better?
You know,
to be on the East Coast?
Yeah, I love New York so much. You know, I think at heart, you know, I grew up out here in California, and I think that, you know, my whole family's out here. And again, we're a very close, big extended family, and everybody's based here in California. So I think I see myself as you know, this is my ultimate home, and it's been really nice to be back. But that being said, I had a wonderful time in New York. I lived in Brooklyn, so I was, you know, had a little bit more space and was in a nice, just this neighborhood that had some history. A lot of families that had been there for generations, and there's just such a sense of artistry and energy in that place that's just so wonderful. I had a great time there. It's there's so much going on, and I had a lot of really dear friends who, after we graduated from undergraduate up in Connecticut, moved down to the city, so it was really nice to have a community of artists there to collaborate with, and got a chance to work with some friends sort of in the professional world a little bit that I'd worked with in college. Just had a fantastic time out there. And I go back and forth a bit, and I'm hoping to continue to do that because I've got a lot of love for both the city and for a lot of the people there. But it's also been really nice to be back in California and close to family. And I just love the ocean and just the natural aspect of California is just so wonderful and so close to my heart, which has been really great to be back a part of that too.
Well, yeah, and, you know, you go in New York, you have the snow, and you go to L.A. and it's like 90-degree weather a lot. I don't know. I love the snow, but I love the hot.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could, like, live most of the time in California, but when you get sick of the hot weather, just take a little day, a weekend trip to New York, and then do that.
Yeah, I think that's a great plan. It's what I've been trying to do, and I hope to be able to continue doing that. It's been wonderful. So, yeah, it's been great.
Okay, well, we better take some calls because I could talk to you all day because you have a little delightful history, and I could really explore you more. And I could psychoanalyze you, too. I love psychoanalyzing people. It's fun. But like I said, if I don't take calls, I might be king dead by people. Bobby, you are on 9-1-10, you're on the air.
Hey, Devon.
Hi, is this Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby. It's
yes.
Bobby Evans. Yeah.
Hi,
I wanted to say I have enjoyed your dad's work on Dave. I think he's doing a great job, and it's great for him to work with your sister Camille Bennis once again because they work together on One Life to Live, and it's great for them to work together.
Right.
Tell Camille I say hi next time you see her.
I definitely will.
Okay, but I'm not saying maybe they should recruit you once this is done, but if they have to and age up Ariana to a teen, you would be perfect for it, but we have enough trouble making teens on that show already.
Right.
So, but in the meantime, I just want to just say, having been in a second-generation acting thing, and I've seen the talent, I haven't watched you on the show because I don't watch YNR that much. I just want to say, judging from the talent, if they keep you on long enough, it could go almost similar. You might have a similar career to what Jennifer Landon did when she was on As the World Turns because she got 3 Emmys in a row for her role. And and then went briefly to YNR to play Heather. So she came from a talented acting family, too, because her late father was a big star. You could be exactly the same thing if they, like, bump you up to full-time down the road. And I'm hoping they will, but
thank you.
But I will just still keep in touch with you through Twitter and maybe send you a couple of letters in the next few weeks. But my bigger question is, having watched your dad on YouTube clips from Santa Barbara and watching him on One Life Living on Days, do you think if you would ever think of ever doing a soap? Because I would kind of think that maybe with second-generation actors or anything like that, they would do maybe movies or TV shows because we saw, for example, Colin Hanks with his father, Tom Hanks, of how he's done 2 TV shows and how he's done successful in movies as well, just like his dad. And I just was wondering, do you ever expect that, even though you've been on for a short time, that you will probably get a lot of response through your Twitter account and Facebook page?
Well, that would be wonderful, and I've already gotten, you know, just the feedback I've gotten so far has been such a joy and such a wonderful delight. It's sort of exciting for me. You know, I've watched my dad on the course of his career, and I've been working hard and doing this for a long time in my own way, but finally sort of starting to enter into the professional aspect of the business, and it's been an utter joy to follow in his footsteps to the extent to which I am. I think watching the work that he's done over the years has been a big inspiration for me, and he's been wonderful. Supportive, and hopefully one day I hope that we get to do more work together. When I was growing up, occasionally, you know, I was a ballet dancer for a long time, and he joined our sort of our local ballet company did a production of The Nutcracker every year. And the year that I got to play Clara, he made a cameo briefly as my father in that production, which was really wonderful while I was in high school.
Wow,
so,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we've just been, I've been inspired by him artistically my whole life. And it's been such a joy to watch, again, the connections that he's formed over the course of his career and the different kinds of work that he's done. I've seen him on the stage a lot, too, and to watch the career he's made in soaps as well has been really wonderful and interesting. And I've learned a lot. And it's also been just interesting to see that too. You know, I'm also a fan of Colin Hanks. I watched him on Fargo recently, and it's really great to see these people that I think were exposed to this lifestyle through their parents get a chance to share that with the world. And I think more than anything, my dad is such an empathetic person, and the culture of our family was so much about that, and I think this work is so much about that. So it's been just a wonderful thing to you know, be on this journey myself.
Well, I just want to say it was a pleasure to talk to you. I already sent you a Facebook request, so if you can friend me later on tonight, we can communicate more on Facebook. In the meantime, I just want to say, tell your dad I said hello, and he's doing a great job on Days, and I just wish him the best of luck on Days down the road. And
oh, I will.
You have a great night.
Thank you. You too, Bobby. Thank you.
Okay,
And Carly, I won't be able to join you the rest of the night because I got to go to the bathroom
in
just a few minutes, so... So you have a great night, and I'll talk to you later in the week.
Okay. Bye, Bobby. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. And now we have David. David, you here?
Hi, Devin.
David.
How you doing?
Oh, hi.
Hi, David. How are you?
See, you're doing an awesome job on Younger Restless.
Thank you.
And I'm a big fan of your father, too, of his work, too. I want to know, can you tell us something about your father that we don't know about, to find to know?
You know, that's an interesting, something that you might not know about my dad. You know, he's a really big family man. He's the oldest of six kids, and my grandparents also took in another eight kids and had a lot of people in and out of their house growing up. And they're actually, I was thinking about this earlier, Carly, they're big pranksters. So over the years, it's five boys and one girl, and there have been a lot of really wonderful pranks over the years going back and forth. And I think one of them, my dad was the unwitting recipient when one of his brothers covered some styrofoam packing material with Cheeto dust and fooled my dad into thinking they were actual Cheetos, which he rarely eats anyway, but was a pretty funny occasion when it took him a while to realize when he got into that. But we're a big fun, happy family, and that's been a wonderful part of my upbringing. So
you doing an awesome job, my younger sister. I'm really enjoying you.
Oh, thank you, David. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Hi.
David, you don't have any other questions?
No.
Okay, I will put you back on hold. Okay, from me being, you know, I got to know this. Okay, did A ever ground you growing up? Would you like daddy little girl? And so he never could punish you. Because you have this innocent face that, you know, you know, this innocent face, like, oh, of course I didn't do that.
Right.
You know.
And you know what? I can say I never was grounded by my dad, and I don't think really any of my siblings really ever had that from him. One of the things I love about both my parents and their parenting style was there was always a real sense of respect for us. You know, they had a sense of guidelines and expectations for us, but there were not very many strict rules, and I think because they sort of trusted us to live by their examples and instilled a sense of wanting to do right by them on our journeys, that we did pretty well with making it through even our teenage years without too much turmoil. So,
well, see, yeah, were you the type to skip school?
No, I wasn't. You know, and part of that was that I was lucky enough to go to some fantastic schools with some wonderful teachers, which I think was a huge part of that, and including, you know, we had a really wonderful arts program at my high school, and my theater teacher there, Jody Playa, was just such a wonderful influence for me and such an inspiration. And so, you know, between both the arts department there that was such a huge part of my life and my community, and then some really inspiring, wonderful history, English, and math teachers. School was a place that I was excited to go to and definitely was, you know, a little bit more of the academic type. So that was not really anything that my parents needed to worry about because it was a place I was really happy to be.
Well, see, yeah, I mean, my mom just found out, oh, after my brother had his kids, she thought we were perfect little angels, and so did my grandma. And my brother, this, I don't know, what got into him, he, one night we were all at dinner, he goes, Mom, there's something I got to tell you. I've got to get off my set. I'm like, no, you don't. You don't need anything off your set.
It's better
goes,
not
well,
to know.
Yeah, he goes, well, I'm all during high school, I woke all colleagues, excuses for teaching, come home and watch dinner hospital in days. And Mom, I didn't go that much school my senior year. I skipped a lot. And Mom's like, what? You guys froze my name? And I'm like, see, this is why we don't tell people this. Yeah, I yelled at my brother because I'm like, wait, don't wear me out. If you want to say that you did, but don't throw
right.
me into the bus. And so, yeah, now my parents don't think we were as perfect as, you know, they thought we were. But, you know, I mean, you know, they were mad. They were not mad about us skipping school because, you know, it's kind of my mom's fault. That's what got me into the soaps with Zeno Hospital.
Right.
And my grandma got me into dates. So whenever I was about to be punished over it, I'm like, okay, you got this fault anyway. So,
right, you can turn it back.
Yeah. And,
that's great.
And when you were growing up, were you ever, because your dad was on L.A. Law for a year or two, and I loved him on L.A. Law.
Yeah.
Did you ever get to go on the set of that, of L.A. Law? That was, like, my favorite law growing up.
Yeah, that's a great. I'm not sure if I ever made it onto the L.A. Law set. I know one of the fun things that I did with him is he did the movie The Cherokee Kid, which was such a delightful little fun movie with Sinbad and Burt Reynolds. And he took me onto the set. They were filming that up at Vasquez Rocks, which is we make that drive a lot as a family because my grandparents live up in the Antelope Valley above there. And it's such a beautiful just natural park up there. And the rock formations are amazing. And so he took me into the set of that one day. And we had a really great time hiking around on his lunch breaks. And you know, it was hot in the desert out there, but really fun. So I don't know if I ever made it to the set of L.A. Law, but I visited him a few times over the years, including just, you know, recently on days before I got this gig on The Young and the Restless. And it was nice to just get a preview of the pace at which they work and get a sense for what that was going to look like because it's I have so much respect for this aspect of the industry. It moves so quickly and there's people working so hard. But I definitely got a chance to visit my dad a few times over the years, which was always really fun for me to get a window into that world.
Because why now? You guys are, what, 3 weeks? You take 3 weeks out right now, right? It's like 3 weeks to 4 weeks out, right? As you are taping, right? Because on date, it's 6 months. You know, something
right.
Yeah, I might tape today, we won't see for another 6 months.
Right, yeah, it's really interesting that it's that far in advance, so it's a lot to wait around for the things that came back. A lot can happen in that time. I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, and are you guys on spring break right now? over a YNL, because I know Dave just they are on a 5-week hiatus or something.
They call their sort of the March break a little bit. So it's like, and then they have occasionally a dark week, which has been nice to have a sense of that, the back and forth. But I know it's been really interesting, just the pace of everything that they do. They really have been moving quickly through the material, but it's part of what's
mm-hmm.
exciting about it. It feels a little bit almost like theater in that way, which is a lot of what I have my background in, to kind of show up on the day prepared and really get a chance to just do it a couple of times. It feels very live, and which has been a really exciting aspect of the work. Yeah.
Well, okay, I better bring on a last couple of calls, but like
okay.
I said, I could talk to you all day because you are
way.
Very, very, very interesting.
Oh, thank you, Carly.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Alvin, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Devin Martinez. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm Chris Stewart. I'm gonna use my real name for this one, your dad already knows my real name. I'm actually one of his Facebook friends, Devin, do you have any memories of ever meeting Marcy Walker in the flesh? Of course, Marcy and your dad, Marcy and your dad worked on Santa Barbara famously,
Right. I never really knew Marcy personally when I was old enough to remember. But it's interesting because I think she's held such, a special place in the history of our family. My
mm-hmm.
dad speaks so highly of working with her, and I think they had a pretty magical connection. And so I feel like I know her just because of, what I've watched in terms of footage of what they shared together and hearing stories from my dad. I know she doesn't live in California anymore, so I know he hasn't seen her in a very long time. But I know they had a very special connection, and it's she holds a special place in my heart just in that way, for what she meant to him and what she meant for that story. And I think that what they shared as a couple was really special, including for what it meant just to have someone like my dad, be on a show and be linked up with someone like her.
Have you had any scenes with Michael E. Knight yet? Because he worked a lot with Marcy on All My Children back in the day,
Right. I just met him briefly in the makeup room. We haven't done any scenes together yet, but I know, my dad, again, speaks very highly of him, and it's been lovely to watch him
mm-hmm.
work. One of my favorite parts of being on set is, we get to be in the dressing rooms, and I can turn on the monitor in my dressing room and see what's going on set. So even if I'm not working directly with an actor on a given day, I get to watch them work while I'm waiting to go down there. And watching Michael Knight work has just been wonderful. I think he's really doing interesting things with his character, and it's really, I'm aware of his storied history in the business as well, and it's great to see him and other faces like that on set and get to watch them do their work, because I think they're just wonderful.
All right. Maybe I'll make this my last question. You haven't had any scenes with Peter Bergman yet, correct?
Right, that's correct, yeah. But again,
oh,
he's a
yeah.
really fun person to watch from, yeah,
mm-hmm.
from the dressing room, yeah.
Yeah, he also worked with Marcy on All My Children, so
Okay.
But I'm gonna go now. Thanks, Devin. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Nice to meet
you. Bye
bye.
We have our last two calls. The two hosts of the show along with me. So I will let Tony on. Hey, Tony.
Hello, Carly. Devin. Tony Singing Eagle here up in Sacramento. How are you?
I'm good, Tony. It's so nice to hear your voice. I've heard wonderful things about you from my dad, so it's so nice to meet you in this format. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, my giddy aunt. He actually mentioned me? That is
oh,
so
yes.
cool.
Oh,
yes. Definitely.
He, I wouldn't be on this show right now if it were not for him. The night that I called in actually to surprise him, because we had been chatting so much on Facebook. And then Carly at the end said, how would you like to be a guest on the show? And then that led to the co-hosting thing. So I owe him a lot. And
wonderful.
You have a theater background.
I do. Yeah. it's been a wonderful thing. It's sort of where I got my start and what I did sort of all growing up. I got to do a little bit of community theater over the course of my time here in California, and then did it all through school, and that was my main focus while I was an undergraduate as well. So I sort of got my start there and have a particular love for it, but it's been a wonderful transition into the other sort of genres in the industry as well.
I've done community theater also here in Sacramento, so I know which. And you went to school back east. I actually went to the Eastman School of Music up in Rochester, New York.
Yeah.
So
right.
We have a little bit of it. But I was curious of something. Is there a role, not necessarily a specific role or a type of role, but a role that you really would like to do in future that you, because I've got something that I would love to see you in.
Oh.
So I'm kind of curious as to what I'll tell you that in a minute. But do you have something that's like, I would really like to do that?
You know, part of I have a lot of ideas and a lot of things I've been captivated by, and I'm definitely an avid theater goer and movie watcher, and I love being inspired by different stories and being surprised and captivated by different things. I think some of the things that have been most interesting for me to play. One of my favorite roles as an actress was I got a chance to play, it was still in high school, but got a chance to play Elizabeth Proctor in The Crucible. And I just was so moved by the position of someone who was sort of wrestling with the idea of standing up for what she believed in the face of a lot of difficulty and making hard choices, about what that meant. And so I would guess I would say it's those kind of stories, the kind that maybe take people from pretty basic circumstances but are confronted with some bigger challenges that really get to the heart of what they're willing to put on the line when push comes to shove. And I think there's something so powerful about that story in particular that captures what it means to sort of what you're going to sacrifice both for the people that you love and for yourself in the name of what you think is right. So that's the first thing that comes to my mind right now, but I'd love to hear what you have in mind, Tony. That's, I find it really intriguing. Yeah.
Well, I just would love to see you somehow show up in Absaroka County.
My gosh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Because you coming on and being somehow connected to Jacob Nighthorse in a way that nobody is expecting, and then the added, a kick in the pants to being able to work with your dad again in current times on a show that is becoming just incredibly popular.
Yeah.
I would really like to see that.
Thank you so much for saying that, Tony. You know, really, if I were to think about currently, what I think is excellent work being done in the world right now, Longmire has been such an extraordinary show. You know, it's always been fun for me to watch my dad over the years, but I think there's a particularly special thing about the stories that they're telling. I have so much respect for the creative team over on that show. I think that the way that they are incorporating Native storylines into the mainstream, in addition to, just so many of the sort of, in terms of getting to the heart of the matter, just like I was saying before, I think they're one of the shows that's not afraid to really grapple with some tough issues. And that would be an utter dream of mine. I got to visit my dad on set for the final episode of the last season in Santa Fe, which was just, first of all, wonderful to be in that place. I think it's such a special place with such a wonderful energy, and I just love that experience. But got to talk to some of the people involved, and particularly with Greer Shepherd, who's just such a special, powerful, wonderful woman, and hear her speak about, what goes into their development of the show and the questions that they want to be dealing with. And she even said herself, I think what they're looking for this season, this coming season, is, when you're torn between loyalty to people versus loyalty to ideas. And I think that, again, speaks to something that's such at the heart of what really matters. So thank you for saying that, Tony. That would be my utter dream. I have so much respect for that show from top to bottom. I think there's some fantastic work going on from a lot of people there. That would definitely be a dream to join the gang over there.
And he's got some, and he's working with some pretty heavy hitters too. I mean, Zahn and Graham are just, come on, Graham Greene. I mean, wow.
I know. It's so, and I, I got a chance. I mean, Powell Highway, seeing that both, you know, when I first saw it back in the day was such a moving experience for me. And I think that's just such a powerful story. And Graham's work in that was phenomenal, his work over the years.
Yeah.
And then Zahn, I think, is just such a remarkable human. It was really fun to get to meet him when I was there before. I think he has a really special energy. And between his work on Fargo recently and then The Cherokee Word for Water, which was also just a lovely film, I think, you know, they're both, and a lot of the people on that show are just doing such great work, and it's really wonderful to see people like that getting an opportunity to share powerful stories with a wider audience. It's really great.
It really is, and it's the thing with me, I have such a difficult time as a photographer and a cinematographer being I can't sometimes I lose myself in the storyline and have to go back again because I wafted off looking at what the what the cameraman did, you know. So well, it has been an absolute delight to speak with you, and
thank you for coming back.
Yeah, thank you very, very much, and I you probably will get a friend request also from this side.
Oh, wonderful. I look forward to it.
Tony, I'm going to put you on hold because Maggie's waiting. So,
go for it. Thank you, Carly.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, Maggie.
Hi. How you girls doing? I'm enjoying this.
Good.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, great. You're welcome.
Such an accomplished young lady. I mean, I'm fascinated. And I feel
we are fascinated.
And life and roles to play, you know.
Thank you. I feel very lucky.
But Maggie, we could see you.
Little girl, you're a little
But we could see her on NCIS LA, couldn't we, Maggie?
Yes, we could, and also on my Chicago Fire.
On our Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great shows. There's some great shows on right now. It's really true.
We had talked to your dad about Bad Kids on Channel 5. I'm on NBC.
Maggie, did you have any questions for?
I pretty well love listening to you. You're very eloquent, and I'm thrilled with the part you're playing right now.
Thank you.
I really see you being our daytime gal for a long time coming.
Oh, I so appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I would love to work with your father.
Oh, great. Me too. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, we want you to give Sage and Nick the baby. And while you're at it, we would love you having a scene with Steve Burton. Have you got a scene with him yet?
I have, and it was such a treat. You know, again, as you mentioned, my dad got to work with him in the past, so I've been aware of his work, and then my dad speaks very highly of him, and it was fun, just to make that connection, and just a delight to work with him. I think he's such a pro. He's such a such a wonderful person to be around, too. He's got a special energy.
The soaps really are, to me, the hardest working acts out there. I mean, other than being on a play that you're doing live every night. But they show such depth. And I think you're really using your chops when you're on the show. And I
enjoy
every day that you pop on the screen.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
And
God bless
you. You ask your dad sometime. The scene that Steve and him had on Zeno Hospital when they were getting the bomb out of Elizabeth's studio painting house. And that I'm like thinking, oh gosh, you two, why? Jason, don't die doing this. But it was, I love it that they were so action packed and, you know, boy. You know, within the Sunny and Jason Ogden and I, Jason for, you know, a year or two, and he was really good with Zachy Zeman. He was so good with Zachy Zeman, who's also been on the show. And now that you are Now that you're on YNO and sometimes you watch, you know, you watch YNO from your dressing room,
mm-hmm.
have there been anything in the last couple of weeks that has been good? Oh, Maggie's back.
Hey, hi, I got dropped.
I know.
I'm back.
But yeah, is there anything when you're watching it right now that you've been like enjoying that is not your storyline but someone else's storyline?
You know, that's a really interesting question. There's been a lot. It's been really interesting to watch, and I think, and in particular, you know, watching what happens with the Newman family. They have such
mm-hmm.
a history that I'm still grabbing, sort of getting the full picture of, but watching the family sort of come together around what's going on with Victor right now has been really lovely to watch the different generations of the family and the different relationships they have to that powerful patriarch. It's been really just a pleasure to watch watch that family
mm-hmm.
Work, and I'm really intrigued to see what the journey is going to be like with them too. So that's been really a time
yes.
to get to watch.
I kind of want Victor to go down for this. Mm-hmm. Maggie and I are kind of seen a lot of Victor Newman, but by now he has done some bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, and you know, you give Nick and Sage the baby, that is the example. The grandfather of the baby.
Yes.
Thing about that little angle.
I know. There's so
and
many different ways
it could
go. It's part of what's exciting, right? It's really true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think you need to consult a lawyer before you do this whole surrogacy. And you need to go to Michael Baldwin and get a little contract.
Oh, he's the best.
I think you and Kristen LeBlanc would be so good in a scene.
Oh,
so
thank
I think,
you. I think, you know, he's just been an utter delight. I just have seen him sort of around the set a bit so far, and he's just such a delight, and talk about a fun person to be around. He spreads so much joy. He's been a particularly interesting person to watch kind of move through that world. He's very much loved.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I cannot wait for you to have a scene with Melody Thomas Scott. I've been kind of looking forward to that because I think you will be really good. And, oh, Maggie, I did tell about the painting thing already. Yes, because Maggie and I were concerned about you the other day when we were both watching.
Thank you. I know it's interesting. Sean needs those tips. She's a young mom. She's not used to these things, so she's still have a lot to learn.
Well, you know, and come
what
on.
Color?
And when you were in the hospital, you know, when you had trouble, when you were doing the ultrasound, is it really hospital there, or what is it really a hospital bed?
It is. They it's still one of just the rooms on the set, like you visited, so it's sort of just right around the corner from the different locations, but they have the set decoration is wonderful. They've got some really authentic pieces there, and they're very thorough about that. They had a medical expert sort of visiting on set to help out the actor that was playing the ultrasound technician. So just someone there that can have a perspective of someone with an actual medical background and sort of show the actor, you know, how to hold the wand and things like that, which has been really nice to sort of take that amount of care given the pace that they move. Yeah.
Thank you.
I wasn't aware of.
Yeah.
Mhm. And you know, you like we said, you are doing so good, and we will want you back anytime. You're welcome anytime. And when your movie gets done, we will love it. You'll come back and promote that.
Thank you so much.
Definitely.
This has been just such a joy. I so appreciate you having me on here. It's been a lovely time talking to you.
Yeah, what did your dad say about me? Now I'm curious.
Oh, just that it was just a wonderful, delightful chance to talk to you, that you're someone that's passionate and that you've created such a wonderful community for people to share their thoughts about the genre. And he just had he holds you in a special place, and he told me to tell you hello as well, Carly. So,
tell him hello and tell him. Well, I got him on dates. Okay. I really didn't get him on dates in my head because
in
I wanted you. Yeah, I wanted you dad to be back in daytime. We were missing little A-Bone on daytime, and I kept saying, you have to go back. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to go back for yourself, go back for me.
That's so great. Well, I think he appreciates that, Carly. I know he really holds you in a special place.
Oh, thank you. And, he is, I think, coming on for my birthday show in June. And so if you want to come on same night or just call in as a surprise guest.
That would be very fun.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was going to call in as a surprise guest tonight.
I thought he might do that too.
I know. I kept looking in this Facebook.
Great
minds
think alike.
Oh, well, but, you know, I mean, you know, he's so busy with Longmo and Days of Our Life right now that he's, you know, working so much. That's what we wanted to ask you. If someone gave you, would you ever want to do Dancing with the Stars?
You know, I think I've never really watched the show, but I think it's a pretty fun idea. You know, I have a dance background. It's what I grew up doing. I have such respect for I never really did ballroom too intensely, so I think that's a whole other ball game in some ways. But I have so much respect for the athleticism that goes along with that. So I think something like that would be really fun one day.
Very
good. And, you know, maybe
after the baby.
You know, you could be on Hollywood Game Night.
That's a fun show. We definitely play a lot of games in our family at our gatherings. So,
well, what kind of games did you guys play?
Oh, we play a lot of different things. We play a lot of board games. We play a lot of things like, you know, either Taboo or Scattergories or all kinds of different Pit. We have a long list of games that we love to get together and play with various wings of the family. So,
well, our family. We used to, I don't know if you guys ever played it, we used to play Spoons. Have you guys ever played Spoons?
No, I don't think we have.
Okay. It's a card game where you make masses of, you know, four of a kind. And whoever does it quicker grabs the spoon. And the other people have to grab the spoon. And whoever doesn't grab the spoon is out.
Oh.
Okay, in our family, I don't know how many times there was close calls to go to the ER over the spoons.
Oh, right.
So,
you've got to be careful.
Yeah, no, and I'm vicious, and so is my mom. And, you know, so we cannot play that anymore because we tried to do with my nieces and nephews, and they are vicious too. And so my dad is like, this is not a good game for anyone anymore. And, you know, so, yeah, and we love Monopoly. I love Monopoly. I could play Monopoly all day. There was one summer that we played Monopoly all day, and I recorded the soaps, and we were in, like, this 7-hour Monopoly game every day.
Wow, that's epic.
Yeah, that got a little intense. But, yes, like I said, we would really love to have you back anytime.
Anytime.
And we will... Anytime. And I will email you tonight or tomorrow about my little prank idea.
The prank idea, yes, please do. I look forward to seeing it. I'm excited.
Yeah. And I have one that you could play on your dad April Fool's Day. No, see, I play soap on my dad on April Fool's Day. And last year, because my grandmother lived with my mom and dad, mother-in-law apartment, I called him and we were at McDonald's. I'm like, Dad, this is horrible. And he goes, what's up? Grandma lost the keys in her car. We are stranded at McDonald's and nowhere to go. And he goes, okay, I'm on my way. And so, like, 2 minutes later, he calls me back, and he goes, okay, it might take me a couple of hours. And I'm like, oh, damn, are you really going to let your mother-in-law and your daughter to stay here? And then he called me back and goes, I know, I figured it out. It's April Fool's.
Oh, right. That was
more
sneaky. Classy. That's all in good fun. That's so
well,
fun.
Yeah, so I have one that you can pull on your dad.
Good.
So, yeah, I will email you. And I know I said 30 or 45 minutes, and I know I kept you like an hour plus, and I'm really sorry. We just find you so interesting.
Such a pleasure.
And you're welcome back anytime. And let me know when the movie will be for people ready to see. Because we would love to be on to promote it. And,
thank you.
And
you know, in the meantime, there's one thing, Carly, I'll say too. If anyone wants to catch it, I did a little web series a little while ago that just got released a few weeks ago. That's it's like 5 short episodes, but it's online. And it's online right now. It's called offtheseries.com. So if you check out that's a fun little thing I did with some friends back east. So that's a
And like I said, tell your dad hi.
Thank you.
And
I will.
Tell your dad that Carly says him and Drake, they need to find out that they are brothers on Days of Our Life, in my opinion. And
that
because
we
all know
brothers from another mother.
Did you see all those scenes with the gun and them drinking the coffee? Drinking the coffee, and I'm like, boy, do not drink that coffee. Do not drink that coffee. Do not drink that coffee.
I know.
And they drank the coffee.
It was scary. They had to. Yeah, it was scary. It was intense. They've been doing some. It's an intense.
It was really
intense.
And you know, and I love his on-screen doll, Gabby, with Gabby. But I think you know they should not have Gabby on his on-screen doll. And so how are you?
Oh, thank you. Maybe one day. That would be so fun.
Maybe one day.
My dad, so,
I mean, have you ever...
Well, Eddie's about to have more children. Eduardo has more children, I believe.
And
everywhere.
You know, you never know. They could always be popping up. Never know.
Yeah, and have you, before we let you go, have you done any other soap auditioning? Or was Y&L... or was Y&L your first audition into the soap?
This was my first soap audition, so I was so grateful that it seemed like a good fit and that this character came around. I just felt like it's been so fun to play Sean.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really lovely introduction to the genre, and I was excited when I got the little sides for the audition and been so grateful to get the opportunity to play her for a while. It's been really fun.
Well, and how far along are you? I mean, Sean, being pregnant.
Sean.
She's pretty far along. She's like 8 months pregnant now, so she's getting towards the very end. Yeah.
So have you guys taped the baby part yet? Okay, I know you can't
tell.
Can't
too much about what's coming
talk
up
about
next.
It.
There, I know,
things
I know.
Coming soon are going to be exciting. We've got some exciting
stuff
coming up.
Well, all I got to say, I've never been in labor, but all you have to do, if you haven't taped it, yell, scream, and hear someone.
Right.
That's good. Thank you for the tip.
Well, I was with my sister had my niece, and I'm like, forgive this idea. Yeah, so I'm like, I tell my sister, I never want to have kids because of you. Thanks a lot, but... Yeah, we really would like you back in Zuno, July, and email me if more stuff come up for you because we would love to promote it for you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and I so
appreciate
you having me on the show.
Night.
It's been such a pleasure.
Yeah,
you too.
And I will email you tomorrow about the pranks and stuff, and have a really good night.
Thank you. You too, Carly. Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. That was nice.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Okay, Miss Kitty.
Okay. Tony and David, everyone's here?
I'm here.
So, you guys, that was a really good interview.
It's a great one.
It's nice. He's such a delight. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tony, are you here?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes. What happened, Mom?
Miss Kitty.
Okay, Miss Kitty did something. Tony, did you get your text? Did you get your taxes done?
We're still working on that. It's
you know what?
I had a dream.
I had a dream about you, then you got audited.
That I did what?
Yes. You got audited.
Thank you very much.
I know. I know I'm not helping. I thought you were going to get them done by today.
I thought I was too, because, I just didn't get them done yet. I've been working on them, but I didn't do all of the prep work like I should have throughout the year, so I'm having to play catch up on that in order to be able to enter it in and get the figure. So, just my own fault. Shame on me.
Well, you know, I mean, everyone, taxes are, hard to do anytime. We are not going to have a lot of overtime tonight because, if you can see, Carly's voice is about to go.
Yes, I hear that.
But we will be back on Friday night at our normal time, 7 o'clock. And we will just have soap talk. And we will be having a lot of other people coming on the show. There are some people I'm waking. I'm waiting to hear back from. And once we do, I will let you guys know who will be on the show first.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and so David, Tony, Megan, yes, there will be a show on Friday. And I hope everyone has a relaxing evening.
You do. All right, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
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 Bye,
Maggie.
Bye, Maggie.